USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows made that decision.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure that candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot are qualified for the office they seek.
Bellows says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6th and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Israel's defense minister says that the attacks are a crucial step in the mission to dismantle Hamas. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country was hit by another massive barrage of Russian cruise missiles and drones overnight.
Officials say 122 Russian missiles and 36 attack drones slammed targets across Ukraine, including the capital city, killing at least 18 civilians. It is the largest such Russian strike since the war with Ukraine began. Western officials and analysts had been warning that Russia would unleash more aerial attacks this winter in order to break Ukraine's fighting spirit. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The U.S. Department of Justice says it will sue the state of Texas if it enforces a new law punishing illegal border crossings. In a letter sent to Governor Greg Abbott, the agency said the law, known as Senate Bill 4, is unconstitutional and will disrupt the federal government's operations. The new law makes crossing the Texas-Mexico border between ports of entry a Class B misdemeanor punishable by potentially 6 months in jail. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, New York experienced the most significant population decline among the states in 2023. New York lost 100,000 people this year. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Mayors in sanctuary cities like New York, Denver, and Chicago are working to decrease the influx of migrants arriving by bus from Texas. Democratic mayors are condemning Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's actions and are also pointing out perceived shortcomings in the Biden administration's response. Abbott contends that his state is grappling with overwhelming challenges due to the immigrant crisis. An unmanned U.S. military space plane is now beginning its secret mission in Earth's orbit. The X-37B spacecraft launched last night on a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket after several weeks of reported delays. The robot space plane has a variety of classified military experiments on board. It could remain in orbit conducting its mission for as long as the next 2 years. If you fancy yourself a burger aficionado, plan your trip to Sioux Falls, South Dakota now.
Monday, the start of an annual burger competition that runs through the end of January. 37 burgers competing for the title of the Downtown Burger Battle with flavors like Star Spangled Burger, The Spice is Right, The Wagoolicious, The Smoky Cow Tipper, and The Root Beer Float Burger. I'm Corey Myers.
Two French chefs and a cheesemaker have broken a Guinness World Record by creating a pizza with over 1,000 different types of cheese. Pizza chef Benoit Brule was behind the culinary creation after setting a world record in 2020 by making a pizza with 250 cheeses. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.